You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic. I have to say, all of the weeks that I've been doing this show, this one feels particularly significant. And I did mention in the last show, we had a couple of days just to reset ourselves. Things were just a bit quieter. But this week, because of either yesterday or today, depending where you are in the world, a total solar eclipse in Leo moved across the sky, or is moving. The first visible over mainland Europe since 1999. And for a few extraordinary minutes, the moon slides directly in front of the sun and daylight itself is changed. Now, you don't need to have seen it for that energy to have touched you, because eclipse energy doesn't require a front row seat. It moves through all of us quietly, powerfully, often in ways we don't immediately recognise. And can you feel it? Because the solar eclipses are new beginnings, but not the gentle incremental kind. They accelerate timelines. They illuminate what has been quietly waiting in the wings of your life, ready to step forward. And Leo, the sign this eclipse has ignited, is the sign of the heart, of passion, of creative fire, of the courage to stop hiding what you were born to express, which makes this week's oracle card feel less like a coincidence and more like a direct message from the universe itself. So for this week's oracle card segment, I chose this deck, which is Clarifying Life Situations. And the card that I drew, oh my goodness gracious, and it's in the upright position because this deck can be upright or reversed, and it's the Rising Flames card. And the message is, let your passion guide you to the fulfilling purpose meant for you. Rising flames on the day or the day after a Leo solar eclipse. If that doesn't make the hairs on your arms stand up, I don't know what will. But this card is not asking you to be sensible or strategic. It's asking you to feel, really feel, what sets you alight and what you would do if fear weren't in the room. That thing, that fire, well, that is your purpose trying to make itself known. Leo energy invites you to lead with courage and desire from the heart, not from fear. And when you shift from how do I protect myself to what genuinely brings me alive, well, everything changes. And this card, drawn in the upright position, is a clear and unambiguous signal. The flames are rising, as you can see in the card. And it's the type of fire that's not dangerous and not destructive, but it's the way a fire rises when it finally has enough oxygen, with warmth, with light, with the power to illuminate everything around it. And the question this eclipse and this card are asking together is breathtakingly simple. What are you waiting for? It's that simple. Something ends in order for something else to start anew. The eclipse has cleared the ground. Rising flames is telling you what to plant there. So here is a soul question. And before we move into our meditation, I want to offer you this one question to carry with you into that space. Not a question to answer out loud, not a question to think your way through, just one question to hold gently and see what rises when you do. So here's that question. If passion, not practicality, not other people's expectations, definitely not fear, was your only compass right now, where would it lead you? So sit with that, let it breathe, and bring it with you as we go within. And here we go with this week's meditation, which we call the rising flame. And of course, please don't listen to this while driving or operating machinery. And if you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to experience this meditation with the replay. So when you are ready, and if it is safe to do so, gently close your eyes. Begin by taking in that slow, deep breath. And that long, soft exhale. Again, breathing in. And as you exhale, let everything you don't need right now fall away as you breathe out. Let your body settle. Let your mind begin to quiet. Now, imagine a single flame, small at first, just a flicker, cupped in the dark. But it's steady, alive and warm. This flame has always been here, even in your most uncertain moments. Even when you couldn't feel it, it never went out. And now, with each breath, imagine that flame growing a little stronger, a little taller. It begins to cast a glow, not just in front of you, but around you, above you. And the light reaches further than you expected, and you feel totally safe and protected, because this flame is your passion, your purpose, your particular fire. And now, in the energy of this eclipse, in the light of this Leo sky, I want you to ask the flame a question. Just ask it in your mind, where do you want to take me? And don't force an answer. Don't edit what may come up. Just watch the flame and notice. Does it lean in a direction? Does it flare brightly when a particular thought arises? Does it show you a face, a place, a feeling, a version of your life that makes something in your chest say yes and stay with whatever comes? Now, place your hand on your heart. Feel the warmth there, your own warmth, your own fire, and say silently, I trust my passion. I follow my flame. I am ready for the purpose that is meant for me. Oh, and breathe that in deeply and let it settle. And when you're ready, just gently begin to return. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take another deep, slow breath. And as you exhale, if they're closed, slowly open your eyes. And bring that flame with you as you return to your full awareness. And now something a little bit different. This is what I call your eclipse activation. Because in previous weeks, I've offered you a ritual to take away. And this week, I want to do something a little bit different because eclipse energy calls for something more immediate, more personal, more now. And this is your eclipse activation. At some point today or tonight, under this eclipse or post-eclipse sky, I want you to do one single thing. Write down in one sentence what your passion is pointing you towards right now. Not a goal, not a plan, just the direction of the flame. Now, it might just be one word. It might be messy and half-formed, and that's completely fine. Eclipse energy doesn't require polish. It requires honesty. And then beneath that sentence, write this. The door is open. I am ready to walk through. Perhaps underline that. Make sure that it is something that you are really, really willing to do. And mean what you say. Look back at that word or sentence that you wrote. Then again, look at that other sentence. These other sentences, the door is open and I am ready to walk through and really mean it. Because if you've been waiting for the universe to say, go for it, well, the Leo solar eclipse is exactly that signal. Know that the eclipse has spoken and the rising flames, well, they have confirmed it. Because now it's your turn to step forward, your turn to do what you are meant to do in this incarnation. And allow that to happen because that's why you are here. And just feel how amazing that is going to be as the days go by. So the rising flames. Well, let your passion guide you to the fulfilling purpose meant for you, what you are meant to do in this life. And you will know, because when you think of that thing, it's just going to make you feel as if, that's why I'm here. All of a sudden, I realize that is the truth. And on this day or the day after a total solar eclipse in Leo, there is truly no more perfect card. And the universe was looking down when I was shuffling. This was the one that it draw me to and the one that made me think, yes, this is absolutely the card we need. And can you feel how alive this moment is? Well, whether you're feeling like a fire has been lit in your belly to chase your dreams with even more fervor than before, or you're feeling wired and a little overwhelmed, well, you're far from alone. You're simply feeling that eclipse season is moving through you. And this card says, just trust it. Ride with it. Let the flames rise. And of course, if you feel called to explore what's rising in you right now, to move into the eclipse season with clarity, support, and real intention, I'd love to walk alongside you. And we could use Spirit Talk Journeys, a very special hypnosis program. Another one is my Quantum Journeys hypnosis. Or even to engage with your animals as well, with Holistic Animal Wellness. All the details are at holistic-health.au, my website, and you're always welcome to reach out to me through the contact form. So thank you so much for being here on this extraordinary day. And until next time, have a blessed and activated week. As always, stay open. Stay grounded and let those flames rise. Bye for now.